This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, folks. We are here at the Caesar Superdome for the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation Honors Luncheon, where they'll be honoring several folks. Tom Benson will be inducted into, I guess, the NFL Hall of Fame. Is that right, Mike?
It's the Greater New Orleans
Sports Foundation Hall of Fame, excuse me. And Ms. Gail Benson as well. And as we're beginning, the doors are open. Folks are walking in. And Mike Sawaya joins us. Welcome, Mike. How are you?
And
give him some time to get his headset on.
And right. Mike is the president and CEO of the Ernest M. Morial Convention Center for a little while longer. He's off to bigger and better things. He thought that he might like to manage animals better than people.
I talk to the animals.
Our new Dr. Doolittle.
That's right. That's it.
And he's got a huge smile on his face, so he must be excited about this new challenge.
Oh, I couldn't be more thrilled. You know, get to stay here, touch things that touch everybody in this community.
Right, absolutely.
People are so proud and excited about their involvement in Audubon. That's the one thing that I've noticed ever since the announcement, and it's just outstanding.
That's great. That's great.
New president and CEO will start on January 1st of 2025. Now, here's the question that you've been asked a thousand times. How does one follow Ron Forman, who has been in the job, and I had to double look at this, 53 years.
That's wow. Right.
There's a little institutional knowledge there.
There is. You know, it reminds me of, the movie Remembering the Titans. When their star went down, they said, you can't replace that guy. And there's no replacing a Ron Forman, right? He's a legend. He's built all the facilities that everyone knows in their lifetime. And he had the vision to make those things happen. And we enjoy those things today. And it really is a big contributor to the quality of life of living in New Orleans. And I intend to build upon that. And I'm fortunate to have him as a mentor to help me transition into that role.
Absolutely. And there's been a lot accomplished by you and your team at the Ernest M. Morial Convention Center as well. A lot of exciting news that have just recently been talked about, new hotels, some expansions, a whole different perspective of the area around the convention center.
We're really in a great place. You know, we met this past week, or actually last night even, about the final plans on a 1,000-room hotel. It really is a game changer for this as a convention destination, as a tourist visitor industry destination. And they couldn't be more excited. You know, a $600 million investment in our community, private ownership, private equity. We just don't hear things like that often enough in Louisiana. And we couldn't be more thrilled about their excitement about putting that in this community. So in a good place, the convention center itself completed phase one of the renovations of a phase three plan, and that continues, and it's just a new day for the convention industry in New Orleans.
And to me, because I know it's very important to you, and that is the river, right? Yeah. The river, it's been somewhat, and wasn't born and raised here, untapped. You go to a lot of other cities like Memphis, and the river's there. We cross it. We see it. And I know the River District, right? That'll be for people who the 2013 Super Bowl. There was no River District. You're moving up river, but the relationship that this city has with the river, I feel like, this is more of a question, can be better, can be stronger.
Certainly, and access to the river is one of these projects that combines the Convention Center's vision with Audubon's vision. We are sharing in this. And this project that expands the access to the river with the expansion of Waldenburg Park. It'll be a 2.5-acre new park, linear park, on the river that is one of the largest linear parks on a river anywhere in the country, 2.5 miles. So, and it's the beginning of things. You know, I hope there's other opportunities, but the River District itself and the vision for development there, 48 acres on a river next to a convention center, doesn't exist anywhere in the world, and the plans are just dynamic.
But that's the point, right? Yeah. This is it, people. Why wait? There's not another 48 sitting somewhere else. Nope. It's how we treat this pristine area for growth for the next generation is so crucial.
It's all about the future. It really is about building things to reinvent this destination. And, of course, the economic impact on the community is significant.
A lot of people underestimate the accomplishment, I believe, not understanding the huge dynamic change that the pandemic caused and the disruption. And folks having to self-reflect and try to figure out, where's this industry going?
Sure.
Is it going? Is it going forward? Is it going backward? You know, what's going to happen?
One thing we learned after the pandemic is people couldn't wait to get back together for interactions. They tried this period of time where you did Zoom calls and events, and you can't introduce new products that people can't touch and feel. You know, looking people in the eye and having a Sazerac in New Orleans can't be replaced by a Zoom call.
My boy went, straight to the top.
Now I cannot think about anything else but that. That's beautiful.
But the networking opportunities and how we've designed our building for the future and revisited that issue and taken advantage of how do we bring people together more, that is kind of driven post-pandemic way that we do business.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, because when you think about a convention center, it's always hard to find these nooks and crannies where you can sit down privately, have a conversation with vendors or otherwise about products that are being presented. You were just on the floor space, touching it, feeling it, talking about it. When you want to talk about the financial terms or otherwise, either that big hotel, right, or nooks and crannies within the convention center.
That's right. It's amazing. New product introductions, the type of deals that get made in these forums, the type of things that we're able to host in New Orleans, because typically when you have a convention here, their attendance goes way up. This entire year of 2024, I've had meeting planners come to us and say, we broke our record attendance, and we're hearing that more and more often. And I think that's a product of the post-pandemic world, is people's craving to get back together face-to-face.
Can you talk a little bit about, and I'm kind of teasing, not teasing, but this convention center is such a huge piece of the puzzle for the NFL experience and that whole week for Super Bowl. I mean, you're going to hang around a little bit, huh? I mean, you know, I know you start over at Audubon on January 1st, but you can wear a couple of hats for a couple of months, huh?
We like to say in our building, it's not the first rodeo. You know, we do things that are the size of a Super Bowl all the time at the Convention Center. But we have a great fan event, you know, the fan experience, the Super Bowl experience at the Convention Center. And it's going to be better than ever this year. The governor is even building what we call Mansion South in the well lot next to the Convention Center, where we're going to feature Louisiana products, or they are, rather, all week long, and it'll be his headquarters to really highlight things that are done in Louisiana to the world. We're going to have a new event called the Super Bowl Breakfast that people can buy tickets for and attend, and they're going to be given the Bart Starr Award. Some of the past winners have been Drew Brees, Demario Davis, you know, and legends that people have all heard of. So another great event that we'll host there at the center.
Absolutely. I mean, there's just so many things going on. We talked about that earlier. A lot of folks like to think of the Super Bowl just in this building, but it really touches every asset that we have to offer.
It really does. In fact, Convention Center Boulevard will be mostly closed off for pedestrian traffic, making a real safe environment for people to flow in and out of the Convention Center. So it's really going to be an outstanding event.
You're going to miss it?
You know, I will, but I'm looking forward to looking at it from a different perspective and, you know, being able to participate in some of the events that happen there. I've got plenty of to do at Audubon, and we have 10 different things that we do, 10 different venues that we promote, and finding ways to enhance those and increase attendance and building new facilities for the future will all be a part of that. So I'll still be in tourism leadership here, and that's what's most exciting to finish my career in New Orleans.
I think one of the cool things about Audubon, first off, it's its size. You know, you can see it from St. Charles and then to the zoo. And then I remember my first visit to the Riverview, which nobody calls the Riverview, the Fly.
I go,
how did nobody tell me about this? It's just an amazing, it's not a secret, and if you're not from here, but what a great parcel of land to kind of have a, if you will, a blank canvas. What can it be?
You know, I'm told that there are 350 acres in that whole area. You know, I'm doing so much to close out my tenure at the Convention Center. I'm looking forward to exploring and learning a lot about all of what we do at Audubon. That's an exciting time for me as well.
It's going to be great. Yeah. It's going to be great.
Absolutely. Thank you for your time. We appreciate it. And thank you for your commitment to the city and what you've accomplished at the Convention Center. You definitely left it better than you inherited it.
That was the plan.
That's always the plan, right? Absolutely. For certain, and the city is the beneficiary of that. So we thank you very much on behalf of everyone.
Thank you so much. It's been my pleasure.
All right, we got to get to a break. 504-260-1870. We are at the Caesars Superdome, for the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation Honors Luncheon, and we will be right back. Mike Haas, Newell Norman, stay with us.